Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you how's life, you've always said life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show, thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with a new friend. Bo Henderson is here, folks, and we're going to get him back. He's got a lot more to teach us. Bo, you need to come back another day and talk to us about Social Security. We need to talk about nothing but Social Security for baby boomers, because that's one of the big, I think that's one of the big, one of the biggest mistakes I think baby boomers are making right now is when to draw Social Security and how to use it, especially as a married couple, or even a divorced, even divorced people don't even know that there are a lot of people out there who are divorced, don't know they can draw on their spouse, their ex-spouse. In certain circumstances. Will you come back another day and let's talk about that? I don't want to do that today, but I want you to come back soon and do that.
Yeah, I think we could do a whole show on, I think it's the most important retirement decision people have to get right. And for most people, it's 40 to 50% of the retirement income.
Yeah,
so it's very important to get the best exactly. you can, do the best you can.
So we're going to get you back to talk about that. But in the meantime, we're going to talk about how to have a conversation about finances, especially retirement finances with your spouse, with your significant other. Of course, wouldn't it have to be, you know, the person who's going to be involved in your finances? So how do you do that? What's the best way to get that conversation going and conduct it?
Well, so there's a couple steps. One is just to realize for financial stress in relationships is one of the biggest causes of problems, divorces, everything else. So one, it has to be a priority to this. Might not be something that we would normally do, but let's do it for the good of our relationship and for our financial health too, relationship and financial health. And sometimes you need that third party. A lot of times I act as a facilitator of a third party because sometimes you just need that neutral person there to get things going. And that's fine. It doesn't have to be a financial person. It can just be somebody that you trust to do this. But what needs to happen, especially whether it's a business partner, whether it's a personal partner, whatever that is we need to first get really clear on our thoughts, ideas, and beliefs about money. Because one of the biggest things I see, Jim, is that, you know, if I grew up a very certain way with my parents, only talking about money when it was a problem or when things
right.
were bad, you know, and then I rebel against that. And as a business owner, anytime I have money come in, I'm going to spend it because, hey, it's here. And then my partner has a very different, you know, they might have had parents that were very – they taught them to save. They grew up in the Depression, and then, but you know, different.
And everybody has a different risk. Everybody has a different risk threshold too, right?
That's it. And sometimes I think the problem, this is with any aspect of what we think, if we don't get that clarity around what that other person, how they see the world or the situation, we assume they see it like us, and that's very faulty thinking in relationships.
Mm-hmm. No, absolutely.
So and
I'll tell you something else. There's so much. You also need to talk about longevity. You know, a husband and a wife, for example, need to recognize. So I suspect that the typical baby boomer couple out there, you know, he's probably a year or two older than she is, and she's going to outlive him, you know, who knows how long. I mean, you have to talk about those things. You know, you're within a, you know, your horizon is coming into view, and you have to talk about, okay, when I'm gone, this is what I want to be able to, you know, I want us to provide for you, or until, and how about this? While I'm alive, here's what I'd like to be able to enjoy, right? I mean, those are the conversations you got to have.
Well, so yeah, we start with the clarity. Where are we now? Let's get a real good picture of that. Then let's start. I call it your rich life. What does that rich life look like? What is that, the life that's exciting to you and meaningful to you? Like you said, what are those things I want to do? And then that third part, we start modeling. And this is, I'm glad you brought that up, Jim, because this is hardly ever done, is the that at the death of the first spouse, the income in the household drops by a third on average. But guess what? People's expenses aren't set up to drop by a third. Mm-hmm. People just don't model it out to see, okay, here's what happens if something happens to Jim first or the wife first. And we got to look at those scenarios because those, I promise you, it's going to happen one way or the other.
One of the scenarios will happen. It'll be one way or the other. Here's one thing we know, right? We're not going to get out of this thing alive. That's for sure. Hey, Bo, I need the website one more time, please.
Sure. That's richlifebook.com. Check out the 10 investments for true wealth.
And then bohenderson.com also, if you want to check him out. Don't forget to check out that book offer. It's free except for the shipping. Hey, Bo, come back soon. Thanks for being here. Good job today.
Hey, had a blast, Jim. Take care.
Bo Henderson, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.